主内平安。
Peace in the Lord, brothers and sisters.
今天我们去思想的题目是为真道打那美好的仗。
We have been the theme of our is to fight a good fight for the truth.
特别是在提摩太后书第二章，我们要一起思想来为福音、为真道受苦。
Especially in the second chapter of 2 Timothy, we're going to study suffer for the faith.
这个题目听起来好像不太积极，不太吸引人啊。
The topic does not seem to be very attractive or very aggressive.
特别对我们当中的青少年儿童们，好像一听要受苦哈。
Maybe our youth think we have to suffer.
那这个字在今天的美国文化里面是一个不太喜欢听到的字。
So this is not a very welcome word in today's culture.
好像受苦苦难是一个很坏的东西，我们要尽量这个逃避它。
We think have suffering is bad. We want to avoid it.
但事实上呢，当我们的年纪越长越大，我们就会发现人生实在是充满许多的苦难。
As we grow older and older, we realize there are more trials in our lives.
这么多的苦难，你想逃避它呢，也逃避不掉。
Those suffering, even you want to avoid, you can't.
所以容许苦难临到我们的生命生活当中。
God allows suffering to happen to us.
甚至神叫万事，包括苦难，互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
So God wants all things, including suffering, work together to benefit those who He called for and who would love Him.
在提摩太前书的第提摩太后书的第一章里面，保罗已经讲到苦难已经来了。
In the Second Timothy first chapter, it all says suffering is here.
他说，全亚细亚省的人都离弃了我。
Paul says that the entire province of Asia has deserted me.
那表示他们都离开了保罗所传的福音，他们离开了教会，他们成为一个被盗的人。
So they have left the gospel that Paul proclaims.
保罗在第三章说到呢，这个末后危险的日子已经来到了。
In the third chapter, he says the end days, the dangerous days are coming.
所以在第二章里，他告诉我们如何面对这些苦难。
So in chapter 2, he tells how to face those suffering.
当这些苦难不是因为我们犯罪而招致的畏罪受苦。
But this kind of suffering is not because we sinned the results of sinning.
乃是说要为义受逼迫，为主受苦，为福音受苦难。
It's to suffer for the faith, to suffer for our Lord and being persecuted for our Lord.
那在今天这个美国的文化里面，
In today's American culture,
我们有所谓的宗教信仰自由。
We have a freedom of religion.
你说你信耶稣，大概没有人可以有办法来逼迫你啊。
If you say I believe in Jesus, people should not persecute you.
那一般来说是这样子的。
Usually that's the case.
但是也不一定都是如此。
But not always true.
你还记得那个 Columbine High School 吗？那发生的枪击事件吗
？So you remember what happened in Columbine in Colorado?
所以那个凶手问这个姐妹说：“你信上帝吗？”说：“我信。”就把他打死了。
So the murderer asked, "Do you believe in Jesus, God?" He says, "She says yes." So he killed her.
那当然，这是属于比较少数特例的现象。
So this is, you know, exceptionally rare.
这是直接的面对这个苦难的挑战，是不是
？This is a challenge when you face those.Suffering.
或者说这个苦难是没有经过化妆的来到你的面前。
Or you can say this suffering came to you without any disguise.
但是有更多的苦难是经过化妆的，就是说在你不知道的时候来了。
But many suffering will come before you even know it in disguise.
那这个是魔鬼撒旦的诡计。
So that's the wickedness of Satan.
但如果说现在毒药出现了，告诉是毒药啊。
If we tell you this is poison.
那你当然知道，你不要吃它，你逃避它，对不对
？Because you know you will avoid, won't take it.
但如果它是包着这个糖衣的毒药的话呢
？If it's covered with sugar coating.
那么你不知道它是毒药。
You don't know that's a poison.
你还觉得很好，把它吃下去了。
You think it's very good, you took it.
到底是上面写的画个骷髅头说我是毒药比较可怕，还是那个包装成糖衣的毒药哪一个更可怕呢
？So which one is more dangerous? The one with the poison on the label or that's covered with sugar coating.
今天你在美国看许多的报章、杂志、上网。
Many the newspapers when you go on the website.
你在街道上看很多的招牌，
you saw many advertisements on the streets，
充满了许多的暴力和色情，
it's full of violence and sexual immorality，
在美国的这些所谓 American Idol 这些偶像是什么呢？
What is today's American Idol？
这些歌星明星，
those are sinners and actors，
这些出色的打棒球踢足球这个美式橄榄球的运动员，
so the football players and baseball players，
或这些政治的出名的党派的领袖，
or those political leaders who are famous，
这一切的让我们这些孩子们在其中长大的这个环境，
this is the environment our children grow up in，
我们说是 secular， 是西方世俗的文化，堕落败坏的文化。
So is the secular world that is decaying.
我住在美国加州。
I live in California.
现在在加州正在打仗，到底这个同性恋是不是可以成为合法化
？So in California, there is a fight whether homosexuality should be legalized.
我不知道在明尼苏达州是怎么样情况哈。
I don't know what's happening in Minnesota.
我知道加拿大已经合法化了。
We know in Canada it's legalized.
看来这世俗潮流趋势是这样走的。
It seems the world trend is going that way.
我们不能做鸵鸟，把头埋在沙土里面。
We cannot bury our head under the sand.
因为这一个时代是一个反对上帝，是一个拒绝耶稣的福音的一个时代社会。
Because this is the generation that refused the gospel and is against our Lord Jesus.
所以，也许你说我的年纪还很小。
Maybe you say I'm still young.
但是你最好还是准备好，因为有一天你会面对的。
But you better be prepared because you're going to face someday.
说不定你已经面对了，你不知道。
Sometimes you facing it, but you don't know yet.
这个毒药已经包了糖衣来了。
Because this is the poison that's covered in sugar coating.
你面对这些苦难。
So you face such sufferings.
无论是隐藏的，或是已经很明显的。
Whether it's obvious or it's hidden.
这是因为为了耶稣基督的福音而受苦难，为义受逼迫。
So you are being persecuted for the gospel. You're persecuted for righteousness.
只要你是天国的子民。
Because you are the children of the heaven.
你就会被逼迫了。
You will be persecuted.
因为为受逼迫的人是有福的，因为天国是他们的。
Because who are is blessed those who are persecuted by righteousness, because the kingdom is theirs.
主要是说，在世界逼迫了我，有一定的逼迫属于我的人。
So the Lord Jesus said, "The world persecuted me, and they also will persecute those who belong to me."
所以在提摩太后书第二章第一节，保罗一看就说：“我呀。”你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
So in the very beginning of chapter 2 of 2 Timothy, it says, My son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
所以你一定要刚强起来。
So you have to be strong.
因为你不刚强起来，你不能面对这些邪恶的这个潮流，这个的冲击和抵挡。
So if you're not strong, you cannot strong against the evil trend of today.
如果你不刚强壮胆的话，你就会人在江湖，糊里糊涂。
If you're not strong or courageous, you'll be fall into the trend of society doesn't even know it.
你会同流合污，甚至随流失去。
So you will be contaminated by your contemporaries.
如果你靠主刚强的话，你就可以中流砥柱，为主做见证。
So if you are strong in our Lord, you can stand up against for our Lord.
毕竟教会神的儿女是从世俗当中所分别出来的圣洁子民的团体。
So as the church, children of a church are separated from the world, it's a group of people.
所以我们要为主也靠主为真道为福音打这美好的仗。
So we have to fight the good fight for the faith.In the strength of our Lord.
首先你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
So first be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
因为神所赐给我们不是一个胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Because what God has given us is not the spirit of a timidity, but is love, power and self-discipline.
有的时候你发现你的灵命很软弱的时候，
Sometimes you think your spiritual life is weak.
然后你的你的同伴、你的同工、你教会的牧者叫你啊，你要刚强起来啊，不能这样软弱下去了。
So your friends, your coworkers in the church tell you got to be strong, don't be weak.
你说我也很想刚强起来，我就是刚强不起来啊。
You say that I want to be strong, but I just can't be strong.
你以为喜欢我弱吗？我也喜欢刚强啊。
Do you think I like to be weak? I want to be strong.
但现在我就是爬不起来啊。
But I cannot stand up.
你有没有碰过这样子的人，或者你自己曾经这样的情况过？
Have you been like that, or have you run into people like that?
所以叫一个软弱人刚强起来。
To make a weak strong.
好像是叫一只乌龟飞上天一样哈。
As if you want a turtle to fly into the sky.
欸，他就是没有办法刚强，你叫他刚强有用吗？
If he couldn't be strong, can you make him strong?
那病人生病了，说赶快刚强起来。
When the patient is sick, he has time to get strong.
他刚强不起来。
He cannot be strong.
所以你要知道，刚强不是自己刚强起来。
To be strong is not for you yourself make you strong.
这个原文的其实是可以是应该是翻译做被动时态 passive verb， 就是是。不刚强起来。
So this original word is a passive tense, means you will be strong by.
Yeah, made strong by.
Make strong by.
你要 made strong by the Lord， 在主耶稣的恩典里，你才能够被刚强起来。
So it will be made strong in the Lord Jesus Christ.
换句话说，不是靠了主的大能大力，你没有办法刚强起来的。
So you cannot be strong without the great power of our Lord.
所以，如果你在基督耶稣恩典里头，你一定会刚强起来的。
If you are in the grace of our Lord, you will be strong.
如果你不在基督耶稣恩典里，你就不会刚强起来的。
If you're not in the Lord, you cannot be strong.
不论你怎么说，我要刚强，我要刚强，别人叫你刚强，刚强，你还是刚强不起来。
It doesn't matter what you say, what people tell you to strong, but you can't.
当我们什么时候软弱
？But when we are weak，
我们什么时候在主的里面
？When we are in the Lord，
我们依靠的恩典
，Well according to His grace，
我们就刚强起来了。
We can be strong。
保罗自己说：“我什么软弱，我什么时候刚强了
？”So when Paul says, "When I'm weak, I'm strong."
因为主的恩典是丰富够我用的。
Because God, Lord's grace is sufficient for me.
所以。今天是成为刚强或是成为软弱，就在于我们有没有依靠神的恩典。
So to be strong today depends on if you are in our Lord's grace.
如果你要继续在你的软弱里面撒赖啊，在里面不肯出来的话，那么你就软弱下去了。
If you stay in your weak state and be lazy, you will continue to be weak.
但如果愿意悔改依靠主的恩典，那么靠主的恩典在他的里面，你一定会刚强起来。
So if you repent, you stay in the Lord's grace, you will be strong.
那怎么刚强起来呢？
So how can you be strong?
依靠主的话语。
Depending on our Lord's words.
要在这至圣的真道上造就自己，建造起来。
So edify yourself in the truth of our Lord.
所以保罗说，你要记住了哈。第二节，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，我教训过你，我传讲过主的话给你的。
So Paul says, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of, so you will have taught you that.
换句说，使徒保罗他多方在公开场合教导了许多人，包括提摩太在内。
So we know that Paul has taught many people, including Timothy.
保罗所教的就是神的话，圣灵感动他，也写下来成为圣经。
So Paul's teaching is God's words according to the Spirit he has written the Bible.
听不看，你要记住，我当初怎么教导神的话给你听，你要记住，我要靠这个神的话，你才能够被刚强起来。
So he tells Timothy, you need to remember what I told you. You need to remember according the words, you can be strong.
同时你要知道你周围还有许多和你一样同病相怜的软弱的人。
So you have to know that in your midst, there are people who are just like you as weak.
所以你要记住神的话语刚强起来之后，你要去帮助其他的人也刚强起来。
So when you remember the God's word, you are strong, you can help others to be strong.
所以我在许多见证人面前很多人可做见证人。我叫神的话这些话你要去教导另外这些人。
So I have so many witnesses, you have to teach them.Those words.
啊，他们能够去成为一个忠心的再去教导别人的人。
So he can be a person who can loyally teaching others.
我们看到这里至少 有几个阶段下来了。
So there's many transitions here.
主耶稣把他宝贵的福音托付了保罗。
So Lord Jesus entrusted his precious words to Paul.
那保罗传给提摩太。
So Paul taught Timothy.
提摩太传给这些人。
So Timothy gave to other people.
这些是能够忠心去教导别人的人。
And those are people who can teach others with loyal minds.
所以福音是这一棒一棒一棒的传到今天到我们这个时代了。
So the gospel passed on from generation to generation to today.
那从保罗的到现在已经有2000年了。
So it's been 2000 years since the time of Paul.
教会在每个时代都受苦难。
In every generation, the church is suffering.
所以有仇敌多方想要把这个福音吞灭了，想把教会从世上消除了。
Because the adversaries want to eaten the gospel and want to diminish it.
但是保罗、提摩太以及忠心教导的人，他们为福音受苦，为真道打这美好的仗。
So because of Paul and many others who are loyal to the gospel and they fought the good fight.
所以福音传到今天。
That's why the gospel turned today.
福音传到了美洲。
And gospel came to America.
福音也传到了中国。
Gospel also went to China.
福音也传到了我们身上。
Also came to us.
所以今天我们领受这个宝贵的福音。
So today we have received this precious gospel.
我们也要靠主的话语刚强起来。
We need to be strong according to God's words.
靠他的恩典去把这段福音再传给下一代。
According to His grace.We pass this on to the next generation.
我们都熟悉这个圣经记载的 Father Abraham, 亚伯拉罕。
We're all familiar with Father Abraham.
我还记得有一首歌叫 Father Abraham, and he has many songs, 很多歌对不对？这个歌你们唱过没有啊？
Have you heard that and sing that song?
Okay.
Father Abraham.
让你想想亚伯拉罕好了。
Let's think about Abraham.
他这个75岁的时候啊，这个进了迦南地。
He came to Canaan. He entered Canaan when he was 75 years old.
你知道他离开世界的时候多少岁啊？
Do you know how old was he when he left the world?
175岁。
175.
换句话说，他在迦南地做客100年。
So he was journeying in Canaan for 100 years.
他是住帐篷，不是住房子哦。
But he lived in a tent, not in a house.
他就是筑坛、献祭、住帐篷。
So he built the altar. He lived in the tent.
那么你会问，那个亚伯拉罕的一生在迦南地一百年啊，他做了什么事啊
？So what did he do for his 100 years in Canaan?
就到处在那边流浪，然后最后生了个以撒。
So he was just traveling and give birth to Isaac.
然后就离开世界了。
And he left the world.
他的人生有什么价值啊
？Is there any value in his life?
他有没有做下什么丰功伟绩的事情，写在历史书上，让后代来歌功颂德，有吗？
还是他 establish anything that was written down so we can praise him?
按照今天世人眼光，亚伯拉罕没有做什么。
According to our eyes, he did not do much.
不是我们，是世人的眼光。
Of the world eyes.
Okay, 他不过在那边忠心的听了神的话，领受的应许，进到这个迦南地区。
So he was only there being faithful to the Lord and entered Canaan.
他就完全遵循的旨意。
So followed God's will.
虽然他也遭受许多，他有十次的这个危机，十次的试探。
Even though he had 10 times he had a crisis and temptation.
他甚至有失败。
He all even failed.
但他靠主恩典刚强起来。
But he was strong.According to God,
他行完了这人生的旅程。
He passed on his life's journey.
他把神给他宝贵这个救恩的应许，亚伯拉罕后裔要使万国得福。
So he was blessed and promised that all nations would be blessed through him.
他领受这个应许，就是万国要因基督耶稣得福得救恩。
He received the blessing that all nations will be blessed by our Christ.
他把这个应许传给了以撒。
He passed that promise to Isaac.
以撒再传给雅各。
So Isaac passed on to Jacob.
所以我和师母是身为三个孩子的父母亲。
Mrs. Liu and I, we are parents of three kids.
在上帝面前，如果我们能够把神所托付我们的宝贵的救恩
，If we can entrust the precious salvation,
这个圣约家庭
t the covenant family.
所以领受这个救恩的应许。
To receive the promise of the salvation.
能够好好传到下一代。
And to pass on to the next generation.
那我们的责任就完成了。
Then we have accomplished our responsibility.
我们还有什么比传扬神的福音，传到下一代，守住的宝贵福音更重要的事？
Is there anything more important than pass on the gospel and keep the faith?
时间过得很快。
Time goes fast.
昨天我们才出生。
We were just born yesterday.
明天我们就离开世界了。
Tomorrow we'll leave the world.
今天我们回到了世界上。
Today we live in this world.
我们是基督耶稣的大使，传扬福音。
We are ambassadors of Lord Jesus.
保罗这里说，我们是耶稣基督的精兵。
So Paul says, "We are the soldiers of Lord Jesus."
我们要为这个福音受苦。
We will suffer for the faith.
因为世界在攻击这个福音。
Because the world is persecuting the faith.
我们要为真道打这美好仗。
We have to fight a good fight for the faith.
我不知道你希望你将来你的孩子他们将来长大做什么。
I don't know what you wish your children grow up to be.
或者有小朋友你问他说，哎 ，Hi kids。你将来长大的时候你要做什么、
啊、Hey you, little kid, when you grow up, what do you want to be?
你问看啊。
Have you asked them?
我爸妈希望我做什么
?What do my parents want me to be?
我自己想要做什么
?What do I want it to be?
你不妨在这次退休会之后你做一个 survey, 啊民意调查看看。
Maybe after this retreat, you can do a survey.
可能有人说我要做医生。
Some says I want to be a doctor.
我要去 Mayo Clinic.
I want to go to Mayo Clinic.
我要做电脑工程师。
I want to be a computer engineer.
我要做个化学化工专家。
I want to be a chemical engineer.
我要当参议员。
I want to be a senator.
你可能有很多这些名单上的人们想做的事情。
Maybe there are many things that you want to be.
我想问一下我们当中的小朋友们。
I want to ask our young friends.
有没有说长大我将来要做一个 pastor 或是个 missionary 的？
And then one of you says, I want to be a pastor, a missionary.
或者我们问我们在座的父母亲。
Or we ask our parents in this room.
如果你的孩子跟你说，爸爸将来上帝要我做一个 pastor, 做一个 minister, 做一个 missionary.
So if your child tells you, say, 爸爸 I want to be a missionary. I want to be a pastor.
那你心里作何感想呢？
How do you feel?
你好高兴，感谢赞美主。
He said, "Oh, I'm very happy."
他说
，Thank the Lord.
孩子啊，你要好好想清楚哦。
He says, "Hey, kid, you gotta be careful. You think carefully."
到底我们人生在上目的是什么
？So, what is our purpose on this world?
人生就这么短。
The life is so short.
我从五岁的男孩变成55岁的大人，一晃眼就过去了。
You know, just in a very short time, I went from a 5-year-old boy to a 55-year-old adult.
我们只能说，求主用我成为他的基督耶稣的精兵，为他打这美好仗。
We can only say, may the Lord use us to be a soldier to fight a good fight for him.
所以保罗劝勉提摩太说，
So Paul encouraged Timothy.
你要和我同受苦难，好像耶稣基督精兵。
So you will co-suffer with me to be like Soldiers for Christ.
你真的要传讲耶稣的福音吗？你准备要受苦了。
Do you really want to proclaim Jesus' gospel? You be prepared to suffer.
保罗告诉我们如何准备来为福音受苦。
So Paul teaches us how to prepare to suffer for our Lord.
他讲了三个例子。
He made three examples.
非常活泼鲜明的例子，我们每个人我想大部分都听过。
Those are very lovely, obvious examples. You may have heard it.
第一个就是。保罗用罗马的这个军人做一个例子，这幅图画。
So the first example using the picture of Roman soldiers.
这就说到我们刚刚也对着军人了。凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
So we have just read that no one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer.
我们当中有没有人当过兵啊
？Anyone of us in being the soldiers?
Okay, 那你知道这句话是什么意思了
？Do you understand what this means?
我也当过两年兵。
I've been soldiers for 2 years.
我知道当兵的生活是很辛苦的。
I know the life of soldiers is difficult.
有人说你可以回忆它，不能再去过它了。
So you can think of and remember, but don't do it again.
但保罗是说，你要记住，你每时每刻都要记住你是基督耶稣的精兵啊。
So Paul reminds you every minute you need to know that you are a soldier of Christ.
我们在军中受训练的时候，这个上级告诉我们。
When we're in military training, the officers tells us.
所以这个上面给我们交代给你的吩咐，合理的就是命令。
So whenever the come from above, those are commands.
好，这 it is reasonable. 这是 command, 是命令哈。那不合理的呢，也是命令哈。
If it's not reasonable, it's still a command.
这是一个 command.
So this is a command.
你不能跟他讨价还价。
You cannot argue, debate with him.
所以当兵你要讨你的总司令将军喜欢的话，你不能将很多杂事缠在身上。
So if you be a soldier, you want to please your commanding officer, you cannot be involved in many other affairs.
有一幅漫画讽刺我们这些基督徒啊。
There is a cartoon describe our Christian.
Caricature 是说这个基督精兵啊，画基督精兵啊。
A picture of a Christian soldier.
拿着枪啊，戴着头盔往前冲啊。
So have the helmet with a gun.
但是背上身上拖着两栋房子
but they were carrying two buildings
一大叠股票
a lot of stock
三部车子
three cars
那你想他能够去打仗吗
do you think he can be a soldier fight
当然保罗意思没有说叫我们脱离世界我们活在世界上
so of course Paul doesn't want us to be out of the world because we live in this world
但是他不要我们被许多世上的缠身，缠身把你绑住了。
So he doesn't want us to be entangled by many of the worldly affairs.
所以，如果你现在有很多事物缠身的话，使得你不能够为主尽忠做精兵的话
，If you are bound in a bondage by many civilian affairs, cannot be a soldier for Christ.
你要把它放下了。
You need to have to put down.
我以前在教会里有一个弟兄。
There was one brother in our church.
那么他呢？是我们带领他传福音，带他信主的。
We led him to Christ. We preached to him.
那他他有一个毛病。
He has a problem.
那就是他在玩股票。
He's playing the stock market.
而且这个股票还是那种 day trader， 就每一天都要去搞的，很厉害的哈。
So he's doing the day trading every day.
那我就跟他说，你现在信了耶稣了，你不应该再玩这股票了，这股票不能让你专心好好信靠耶稣啊。
So I told him, now you're a believer of Jesus, you should stop playing the stock market.
我不是说不能够有股票，正当投资是可以的。
I'm not saying you should not have a stock if you're investing properly, that's fine.
但这种天天去看那个买进卖出这种 day trade 是很可怕的，每一天你精神都注意看这个的。
But if you spend all your day's energy on day trading, that's pretty dangerous.
那你的属灵生命一定被影响的。
So your spiritual life will be affected.
你想爱上帝，又同时爱上马门钱财。
So you love God, you also love mammon.
一个人不能侍奉两个主啊。
You cannot serve two lords.
我劝他好几次。
And I encourage him many times.
他有一次我知道，我说我就要戒，我就要停了。等到我把我输的钱如果赢回来，我就停了，我不贪心啊。
He says, yes, Pastor Lee, I know, I will stop until I get all the money I lost to come back.
那就是说我只要把我输在股票里弄回来我就立刻会停的哈再给我一点时间。我碰到他问他这样拖了几个月之后他还是没停。
After many months, he's still not quitting.
因为你很难把输去的股票的钱再重新拿回来对不对
It's very difficult to get all the money.
大概过了半年以上吧半年以上。
It's more than about half a year.
有一天我问他的时候
When they ask him again,
好刘牧师我现在真的停了不再搞这个 day trade 的股票了
As a pastor, I really quit. I do no longer do day trading.
我说某某啊我已经劝你这么久了你都觉得很困难都在拖动为什么这一次你终于能够戒掉了成功了呢
I asked him so and so you know I try to advise him many times how come this time you quit
他说我读圣经我终于明白了
Is that I studied the Bible, I finally realized.
我这样做下去的话，主耶稣不喜欢。
If I continue to do so, will not please Lord Jesus.
所以我一定要立刻要停，因为他不喜欢。
because he doesn't like it, so I need to quit.
因为他不喜悦。
因为 he's not pleasing to him.
那我们想想，为什么这么晚才发现他不喜欢呢？
So I think why does it take so long to realize?
那是不是因为他没有好好读圣经啊？
It's because he didn't really study the Bible carefully.
凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的喜悦。
So if you are a soldier, you do not be involved in civilian affairs, so you can please your commanding officer.
如果我所做的任何事情讨人的喜欢，自己很高兴，但主要是不喜欢的话。
If I do everything that only please other but not our Lord Jesus,
那么也就失去意义了。
Then it lose any meaning.
所以保罗说，你要效法这个罗马军人的严谨，这个忠心顺服上级长官的命令。
So Paul says you need to learn how to be loyal and obedient like Roman soldiers to your commanding officer.
你要全心全意的顺服主的命令。
You got to follow the Lord's commands with all your heart, all your mind.
你说你爱主吗？
Do you say you love the Lord?
你不常常 I love you, Lord.How I love you！ 你常唱这些诗歌是不是
？We often sing hymns and say, "I love you, Lord."
你真的爱主吗
？Do you really love？
什么叫做爱主
？What does mean？
爱主不是那个情感上那种 sentimental 那种感觉，罗曼蒂克的表达。
So it's not a kind of emotional romantic love.
圣经告诉我们，爱是对神的话语、对圣约里面的忠诚、忠实。
So the love is to be true to the words of the Bible.
就是covenantal faithfulness， 真正的爱，耶稣说过了啊，有了我的命令又遵守了，这人是爱我的。
So the true love is if you have my commands and you obey, that you love me.
这是主耶稣在约翰福音十四章，他讲了三次。
So he, the Lord Jesus said three times in John 14.
他说，爱我的必遵行我的命令。
Whoever loves me will obey my command.
所以你如何评估自己爱不爱主呢？
How do you assess if you love the Lord?
不是看你有没有这样的 feeling， 感觉。
It's not your feelings.
而是我到底有没有遵行主的话语。
Did I obey the Lord's words?
保罗接着讲到的是用希腊的运动员做第二幅图画。
So Paul used the second example is the Greek athlete.
人在场上比武，若非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。
So if you are competing and not follow the rules, you cannot have the victor's crown.
换句话说，保罗现在用的，你知道，奥林匹克从希腊开始运动会的运动员要锻炼。
You know that Olympics start in Greek, so they use those athletic trainings.
那四年一次的奥林匹克的这个世运会。
So every 4 years, this Olympic.Meeting.
你看到那一刹那间他得奖牌
In that moment he gets onto the podium
并不是就那一刹那间所得到的
It's not he get that
意思 不是说就是那个是他好好表现而是他在前面这四年是多么认真每一天锻炼身体准备的
So that means he has spent 4 years and practice and discipline himself prepare for it
或者说更长他 从小就开始一直培育被培育成为运动员的
or even you start prepare the athlete even from very young age
他必须按规矩来操练来比赛的意思
so he has to follow the rules and discipline himself
如果你打那些禁药吃那些 cortisone 的话那你就失去 disqualify 就是你都没有办法参加比赛因为你违背了规矩
so if you inject thoseCortisone steroids medicine, then you're violating the rules.
要按规矩来从事属灵的操练。
So you need to do spiritual exercise according to the rules.
那我们需要效法保罗。
We need to follow the examples of Paul.
保罗说：“你们当效法我，因为我效法耶稣基督。”
For you are imitators of me, because I am the imitators of Christ.
所以，这士兵要效法那将军，将军效法那总司令。
So.The soldiers imitate the commanding officer. The commanding officer obeys somebody higher even.
就像一个球队里面，如果你想大家都随随便便的话，那新进来球员也就随随便便，对不对
？So if you have a team of sports, everybody's just careless. Everybody will be the same.
但如果每一个人都很认真的操练，按规矩来练习比赛的话，大家都开始很认真了，是不是
？So if everybody are very careful and practice according to the rules,
如果我们教会里面大家随意乱来任意而行的话，
If in our church we all do our own ways，
那么先来到我们教会弟兄姐妹他已经跟着照着做了。
So people who come to church new, they will be just like us。
但如果每个人叫，哦，这些基督徒都是很认真的，
If everybody is a very devoted Christian，
认真信靠耶稣遵行主的话语的，
If they are devoted and they followLord's words，
那我来这个教会我就应该这样认真才行，不然我跟不上了。
So then I come to the church I should be the same way，
这你千万不要跟下比你灵命低的人比啊。
Don't compare with those who are weaker than you。
你看他信耶稣也是这样，就在聚会读读经祷告，我这样就好了嘛。
If everybody just careless I'll be the same way。
如果这样比下去的话大家的水平就越来越低了。
If we do that, then our standard will be lower and lower.
我们应该去效法那些跑在我们前面的灵命成熟人，要效法他们，跟他们学。
We do imitate those who are ahead of us, who are stronger than us in the spiritual life.
这样我们的生命就会因为效法他们，跟他们一起操练，就一起不断的提高，来讨主的喜悦。
This way, our life will be as just like theirs, getting better.
我告诉你一个秘密哈，我
share you a secret.
那是在我。高中的时候
When I was in high school，
我的这个百米赛跑有一次上体育考试百米赛跑
in the, at a 100 meter competition，
我跑出我一生中奥林匹克的世界纪录了。
So I ran my Olympic records in my life。
我在那个之前那之后再也跑不出那样的成绩来了。
I have never been that fast even before or even after that。
我不告诉你的成绩事实真的是很快哈，我都很惊讶。那怎么发生的呢？
So how did it happen？
因为那体育课来说这次期末考我们就要考百米赛跑，要考百米赛准的成绩。
So the teacher of the FIAT tells me thisEnd of the semester,
那是两个两个一起跑，所以呢，你们可以自己组队，两个人一起跑。
So you'll be running in pairs.
那
so you can have your team.
那结果呢？我还没做什么，有一个同学找我，哎，吕佩渊呐，好不好？我们两个一起跑哈。
So one of my friends came asking if we did the team together.
我心里迟疑了一下。
So I hesitated.
那个是全班跑得最快的，数一数二的。
So he was the fastest in our class.
我呢虽然不是最慢的，可是我是中下的哈。
Even I'm not the slowest.
个子不够高，腿不够长，速度我不是最后，但是我是中下的啊，不是前面的人。
So I'm just in the middle, not the first, not the last.
那如果跟他一起跑的话，会很丢脸的。
So if I run with him, I would.
因为他不跑得比我快，那个距离拉很大的话，那人家一看就不太相称嘛，对不对
？If we have big distance among us, it's doesn't fit.
牡丹要配绿叶，对不对
？So the peony has to have a green leaf.
全班跑得最快的人之一，其他跟我就跑得很慢的人去跑，你想我多么难看呢？哈
！So it's not good for me, but with the fastest.
我想一想，要人家这么好，他可以挑选别人，他应该挑比他跑得更快或差不多人，为什么找我跑这么慢的人呢
？So why does he choose me? I'm so slow.
那他既然这样子的，相信我、接纳我、愿意和我一起跑的话，我
，Since he chose me.He wants me to run with him.
那我拒绝他的话，实在太不好意思了哈。
So if I don't want to feel bad to be too slow.
好吧，咬紧牙关，我答应你，好，我和你一起跑。
Promise him.
那比赛日子不好过了，对。
Not the time to come is.
所以练跑了，到最后比开始考的时候，正式跑的时候。
So when the competition comes.
那这个哨声一吹响，他一个箭步往前冲，我就跟着冲啊。
So when they blow the whistle.So he started off, I followed him.
那我的想法是这样子。
My thinking was,
我不可能跑得比他快。
I cannot be faster than him.
我的目标是不要离他太远就好了。
So、my aim is not to be far behind.
那只要把他们不要超过多，我就心满意足了哈。
So、I'll be very happy if I don't fall too much.
所以我就使尽我的全力。
So I use all my,
毫无保留的完全的摆上。
I completely.
全力的冲刺啊！从一开始就开始冲啊，又不冲就跟不上了。
From the very beginning, I ran the fastest.
到最后我们终于到终点的时候啊
，Until to the end.
我终于完成了比赛哈。
So I completed the competition.
那我和他的差距没有拉得很大。
There was not big distance.
我跑出了生平的世界纪录来了。
So I had my record of my life.
那我以后再没有这样子的成绩出现了。
I never has.Such records again.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为再也没有这样的人找我跟他跑了。
Nobody asked like him ask me.
我也没有继续锻炼了。
I did not continue to discipline.
所以我今天跑得很慢了。
So today I'm slower.
但这个故事，这个真实经历告诉我什么？
So what this story tells me.
如果那一天比赛，我去跟一个跟我跑差不多的人，或比我跑得慢的人跑的话，
If I went to have competition with somebody who is slower than me,
那我会跑出我全世界最低的世界纪录了。
So I possibly have my lowest record.
我跟一个认真跑、很会跑的人再去跑。
When I run with somebody who is very serious, who knows how to run,
虽不能自然心向往焉，就全力以赴去。
Even though I cannot be just like him, but I went with all my power.
那也已经活出来神所给我的恩典，那个跑出最好的成绩来了。
So I also lived out the grace from our God.
现在说，我并不想成为这个教会历史上多么有名的英雄，像路德啊、斯布登，你们当中人喜欢的英雄哈。
I do not want to be the heroes of the Bible like Luther, like Spurgeon.
因为我知道我不会比他们更好的。
I know I cannot be better than.
但是我祷告主啊，让我不要跟他们太差太远。
But I ask, I pray to God, don't let me fall too much behind.
让我在这个地方，在这个地方为主做那忠心良善的见证。
Let me be a good witness for our Lord here.
他们是五千两银子的仆人。
They may be the 5,000 silver.
主啊，让我至少成为两千两银子的仆人。
So Lord, let me be the 2,000.
我千万不能成为那一千两银子的人。
I do not want to be the 1,000.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
让我们学习这宝贵的真理。
Let's learn the precious truth.
我们都知道这个所谓主耶稣讲这个 parable of talents， 有五个 talent， five talent， two talent， and one talent， 这个仆人不一样，对不对？
We all know the parable of our Lord Jesus of the talents, the five, the two.
那个零五千两啊 ，five talent 跟零两千两人，他们所忠心的去侍奉，所得到的主人的奖赏是什么
？So what is the reward when they serve like the five talent who serve their Lord loyally？
啊，两千两的跟五千两的是一样的。
Two talent, five are not
different. 因为他尽了全力了。
Because they have done their best.
你这忠心又良善的仆人可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
So you good and faithful servant, you can come and enjoy the joy, enjoy your servant, your master's.
那个最重要是主人的快乐，主我们可以去分享主人的喜悦了。
So we can share the joy of your master.
那个 one talent, 你们一千两银子的仆人呢？
How about the one talent?
他不去努力操练，不去运用主给他的恩典。
He does not use the grace given to him by God.
他埋在地下。
He buried them.
浪费了生命和恩赐。
Waste life and grace.
被主人称为是又恶又懒的仆人。
So he's a lazy and evil servant.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，人在神的家里面尽忠，在场上比武。
So be loyal in.God's family and that competition in the athletic event.
这是希腊运动员的这个榜样。
You remember the example of the Greek athlete.
你靠主尽忠，你就必得着那永不衰残的冠冕。
So if you are loyal to your exercise, then you will receive the unperishable crown.
他们所得到的冠冕，希腊运动员在当初他们得的是那个 wreath 那个桂冠哈，树枝编的桂冠。
So their crown was those.A crown made of wreath by leaves.
他们会凋零，但是我们所得的冠冕是保罗说是那公义的冠冕，是生命的冠冕，是一切为爱慕主耶稣显现人所存留的。
So Paul says our crown is those whoever is the crown of righteousness is reserved for those who love our Lord.
你真的爱慕主的显现吗？
Do you really love our Lord's appearance?
你真的讨他的喜悦吗？
Do you really want to please him?
认真属灵操练。
So you need to be seriously do a spiritual exercise.
你上帝赐给我们心不是胆怯的心。
Because the God did not give us the spirit of timidity.
乃是刚强仁爱这个谨守就是 self-discipline, 谨守的心。
But it's a mind of power, love, and self-discipline.
所以第三保罗又讲到第三幅图画讲到巴勒斯坦的农夫
So the third example is the farmer in Palestine
所以你看劳力的农夫理当先得粮食
So those hard work farmers all should get the first grain.
农夫，保罗特别提这个图画，农夫 farmers.
The farmers, Paul mentioned them especially.
我想我们都看过农夫吧。
We have all known the farmers, haven't we?
其实我非常敬佩农夫。
I really respect the farmers.
农夫每一天都认真的下田工作。
Every day they work hard in the field.
日出而作，日落而息。
They start at daybreak and they finish at sundown.
晴天雨天都这样子。
Whether rain or shine, they're the same.
劳力做工。
They diligently work.
没有得到别人的灯光掌声的赞美
have never received anyone's praise or applause、
你当兵打胜还可以列队凯旋归国大家百姓假道欢呼对不对
so if you're a soldier you victory then you can have a parade
哇你在这个希腊的运动会上比赛的话了哇你得奖大家观众拍手叫好
so if you have competition you won the prize people will applaud you
但农夫有谁给他拍手呢
But who would applaud a farmer?
有谁给他奖牌呢
Who's going to give him a reward? Medallion.
农夫认真每一天忠心的去耕田这是我们基督徒应该效法学习的
So the farmer's example would work diligently every day is what we ought to imitate
他所得到的赏赐
What the reward that he has,
不是外在来的
it's not from external,
是他自己所因辛勤所栽种出来的果实
it's internally what he has cultivated the fruits.
你知道那个农夫农庄人他们吃的水果是最新鲜的对
So you know the farmers their fruits are the most the freshest
这个是最棒最好的自己吃的
so they save the best for themselves,
让把其他的卖给其他需要的人
and then they sell those for the, to the others.
当然他们理当先得粮食
of course they have the best
这说明什么呢当你认真的为主靠主而活
if you truly depending and live by, the, by our Lord
你流泪撒种认真的侍奉你欢呼的收割
so if you carefully you work hard to spread the seed you will harvest
你自己得到最宝贵的这个收成
so you will have the best harvest
比方说我准备这篇信息讲给大家听
for example I prepared this message for you
如果我是劳役农夫认真准备的话
if I'm like a hardworking farmer carefully prepared
那么首先得到这主话语的亮光宝贵的属灵的这个教导是我自己先得到对不对
so I would be the one first to benefit from the light and the teachings of the word.
我得到之后靠主你和你分享来帮让你得到主的话灵粮供应
After I receive it, I can share with you.
所以每一个侍奉主的人领受主话的人他自己最先得到最好的收成
So whoever receives God's words, he will have the harvest first.
所以保罗以上使用了这三幅图画
So these are the three pictures Paul used.
罗马的军人
The Roman soldiers,
希腊的运动员
the Greek athlete,
巴勒斯坦的农夫
and the Palestinian farmers.
保罗说你要记住这些事情
Paul said you need to remember these things.
第七节我所说的话你要思想
She says reflect what I am saying.
这个思想的意思是就是要去默想它要去操练它
So reflect means you want to meditate and exercise on it.
你要好好默想记住圣经的话语
You need to meditate and remember Bible words.
像诗篇第一篇所说谁是有福的人呢
So Psalm number one Who is the blessed?
那他是不从恶人计谋不占罪人道路不坐亵慢人座位
So he is not sitting in the wicked seat not following the ways of the wicked
这是讲这个反面正面他是昼夜思想耶和华的话语昼夜默想神的话语
So he shall meditate day and night God's words
这人变为有福
And this is the one blessed
他像一棵树栽在溪水旁
He's like a tree planted by the stream
按时候结果叶子也不枯干青翠茂盛
So yields is a fruit in season and whose leavesDoes not weather.
凡他所行的尽都顺利
And whatever he does, will prosper.
这个顺利不是讲说你赚大钱、做大官、住大房，不是这个意思。
So the word prosper is not to make big money and be a good big officer.
这个顺利因为 prosper 是说那棵树，西边的树，它按时候结果子，枝叶茂盛，结实累累，达到这棵树所存在的目的。
So the prosper means the tree who is planted by the stream, he will bear fruit, his leaves will be full.
你看看那个果树，就充满了果子，说啊，这棵树真好，这棵树真是活得有意义，没有白占地图。
If you see a fruit tree is full of fruit, you know he did not just waste the land.
凡是结出神所要你结的果子，叫做凡是顺利在神的旨意里面。
So in all things that you can bear fruit, God's giving the fruit.
如何能得到这样的结果呢？
How can we get such kind of results?
你要去默想神的话语。
So you need to meditate God's words.
中文有句话说，学不思则罔则殆哈 ，die 啊。
There was Chinese saying, if you study but do not meditate, it will die.
所以就像你今天早上你看到这个 buffet 这个这么多各种肉啊菜啊，这吃都吃不完，还有 omelette 还有这个蛋啊，哇，太丰富了。
So this morning's buffet is so rich. We have all kinds of food, including omelette.
那我们都吃了没有啊？
Have you all ate it?
所以你们现在都不饿，对不对？
So you're not hungry, right?
因为已经饱足了，对不对？
Because you're full, you're satisfied.
但如果今天在座有人他没有吃的话，他去看了一眼，哇，好棒啊，好多山珍海味，琳琅满目。结果一个也没吃的话，会怎么样？
But if you just went to saw all the food but you didn't eat, then what happens?
那这些食物没有进到了里面，成为你生命的帮助。
So those food did not enter you to
be. 所以你读神的话，如果你不那么想的话，就像你看了，但是没有进到里面去。
So if you read God's words but you do not meditate, so you does not.Get into your...
当你仔细的咀嚼消化吸收成你生命的力量的时候，你就会遵行出来。
So if you think you meditate, you chew on it, then you can live the word out.
就是在你所行的每一件事上，不单单听到乃是行道，就在所行的事上必然得福。
So in everything that you do, not only listen but also do the words, you will be prosper.
所以保罗说神的话，这些话你要思想默想化成行动。
The words you need to meditate, you need to reflect.
当你这样去思想神的话的时候，
meditate God's words.
圣灵在里面光照你，引导你。
So the Spirit will shine light on you and lead you.
你是一个属乎圣灵的属灵人。
So you are a spiritual person belonging to the Spirit.
你就能够看透你生命中出现的万事。
Then you can understand.The things happening to you in your life.
这叫做属灵的人能够看透万事。
That's why the spiritual person can gain insight of things.
这不是说你是万事通，每一件事都了解了。
Doesn't mean you know everything.
乃是在你生命中出现神，要你知道，你都明白它的意义，神的旨意。
It means you can understand God's will.
因为圣灵保惠师，神必定会在这次上每一件上给你这个所谓的聪明，这个 insight 的这个洞察力去认识去明白的。
So through the Spirit is our counselor, you God will teach you the insight of all things.
那这些事你凡事都要思想。
So all the things you should reflect.
所以这个腓立比书第四章说，凡是有美名的哈，这些有意义的这些神要我们思想，你都要思想。
In Philippians chapter 4, it says, so all things that have a good reputation, good things, you need to think and meditate.
但最重要的是你要思想耶稣基督。
The most important, you are meditate on Jesus Christ.
所以第八节说你要纪念耶稣基督。Remember Jesus Christ.
So verse 8, remember Jesus Christ.
那你会不会觉得很奇怪，提摩太不是在以弗所这教会做牧者吗？
Are you wondering that isn't Timothy the pastor in Ephesus?
他怎么会忘记耶稣基督呢？
How can he forget Jesus?
我们不是基督徒，我们怎么会忘记耶稣基督呢？
Are we Christians? How can we forget Jesus?
但是事实上我们常常忘记耶稣基督。
But actually we often forget.
到时候别人提醒我，你是基督徒啊？哦，对，我是基督徒，不可以做这个事啊。
So sometimes people say, hey, you're a Christian. Oh yes, I'm a Christian, I shouldn't do it.
所以我们需要常常被提醒。
So we need to be often reminded.
那这个最好的教育就是不断的去重复这些真理。
The best education is repeating the truth.
所以我们需要常常去纪念，去思想耶稣基督。
So we need to often remember and meditate Jesus Christ.
啊，透过神的话语，靠着圣灵光照来更多的认识主耶稣，真知道他。
So through God's words and through the light of the Spirit, we know more about Jesus Christ.
因为认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
So to know the Jesus Christ, to know the one who sent to you, that is eternal life.
这是记载约翰福音十七章三节所说的经文。
This is John 17:3.
所以我们要纪念思想耶稣基督他的位格，他的工作。
So we need to meditate on Jesus Christ, his ministry,
his personal work,
and his personal.
所以这里说到有两点，第一个，他是大卫的后裔。
He is the offspring of David.
这显明他具有完完全全的人性。
That means he has complete humanity.
那么还要再纪念下面一句话说，他从死里复活。
He resurrected from death.
所以罗马书第一章告诉我们说，耶稣从死里复活，按照圣善灵说从死里复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子，显明他的完完全全的神性。
So the Roman chapter 1 it says he resurrected from the dead with a great power, he has demonstrated his divinity.
好，所以换句话说，耶稣基督完完全全的神性和他完完全全的人性，使得他是我们成为我们唯一的中保。
So because he is a complete humanity and a complete divinity, he is our mediator.
所以要纪念耶稣基督十字架，这是中心。
So we need to remember the cross of Jesus
Christ. 他的死与复活。
And his resurrection from the dead.
是整个工作的中心。
That's the center of the work.
那也要特别从这里，从主耶稣的位格和工作，思想到他所在世上所经历的。
So we can meditate on what he has experienced in the world, in this world through his personal and through his ministry.
所以这句话告诉我们，主耶稣的 person 位格，他是圣子上帝。
So this tells us he's the person of our Lord Jesus. He is the Son of God.
那么他的这个工作，他道成肉身，他取了完完全全人性，所以他是一位格二属性 ，one person with two natures.
So he is one person with two natures. He became flesh.
然后你注意看他所做的工作，他的 state， 他所状态，他有两个状态，一个叫做所谓降卑的状态，这个还有升高 ，state of humiliation and state of exaltation.
That's the two state that he has.
所以你就注意看主耶稣他的降生。在世上生活，他的受苦以及他的受难、被钉、十字架、埋葬，这是他降卑的这个过程 ，state of humiliation.
So you can see the birth of our Lord Jesus and his ministry on the birth and suffering on the cross. That is the state of his
humiliation. 然后他从死里复活，是他开始的 exaltation state. 他从复活升天。在坐在天父右边掌权，就他再来，这属于他的这个所谓的高升荣耀状态 ，state of exaltation.
So his resurrection, his ascension, and his coming again in glory, that's the state of his exaltation.
所以这样我们就明白，主耶稣也是从苦难到荣耀 ，suffering from suffering to glory.
So we can see our Lord Jesus also went through.From suffering to glory.
所以我们这些跟随他的人基督徒也是在世上要经过苦难与他一同受苦为福音受苦
That's why for those of us who follow him on this world will also suffer with him
我们将来才能够和他一同同享荣耀
Then we can be glorified with him in the future
所以你看到没有你现在是要为福音受苦没错
So you see, it's nothing wrong to suffer for the gospel.
因为这个为福音受苦，最终会与主耶稣同得荣耀的。
So to suffer for the gospel, eventually we will receive glory with our Lord.
这叫做十字架的道路 ，the way of the cross.
So this is the way of the cross.
你要常常思想，要纪念，免得你疲倦灰心。
So you often remember and meditate, lest you be discouraged.
我为福音受苦，与罪恶相争，还没有到流血的地步。
We have not even suffered to the point of bleeding.
但主耶稣他为我们流血舍身十架，他现在在荣耀里。
But Lord Jesus, He bled for us. He died on the cross. Now He's in glory.
所以我们要注目仰望他。
So we need to fix our eyes upon Him.
他为我们的信心创始成终。
So He is complete for our faith.
让我们眼睛单单注目仰望耶稣，不见一人，只见耶稣。
So we are to fix our eyes on Jesus. We see no one but our Lord Jesus.
保罗说：“这就是我所传的福音。”
So Paul, this is the gospel that I proclaim.
这就是福音真正的中心。
So this is the center of the.
你为福音受苦，为真道打美好仗。
To suffer for the gospel, to fight the good fight for faith.
你是与主耶稣一同受苦。
So you are suffering with the Lord Jesus.
最终你就必定与主耶稣一同得着荣耀。
So we will share the glory with our Lord.
感谢神今天早上我们思想了提摩太后书第二章这前段的信息。
We thank Lord that we meditate on the first part of Timothy chapter 2, 2 Timothy.
我们都像提摩太一样。
Wish we all like Timothy.
在主基督耶稣恩典里面被刚强起来。
Be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
为主的福音，为主的真道打这美好的仗。
To fight the good fight for our Lord's gospel and for the faith.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
肯赐下这宝贵的提摩太后书，让我们来学习默想遵行。
You have given us the precious Second Timothy, so we can meditate and we can obey.
让我们的眼睛从提摩太、从保罗身上注目仰望主耶稣基督。
May our eyes be shifted from Paul Timothy upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
主，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord,
因为你为我们受苦死在十字架上
you have suffered for us and died on
你为我们复活
you have resurrected for us.
你为我们升天
your ascension for us.
你为我们在天上掌权
you are in power and in heaven.
你要为我们荣耀的再来
you will also have a come again in glory.
给我们教会里每一位弟兄姐妹无论男女老幼
May all the brothers and sisters, whether men, women, old or young,
都在主基督耶稣你的里面
may we all in our Lord Jesus,
被你的恩典刚强起来
be strong in your grace.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告，感谢。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.